type 9, from the pull to relaxed effort and lowering your energy to focused action with vitality and energy. So you're the great mediators of the Enneagram, where you excel at seeing and soliciting all points of view. You can really provide fair-minded leadership that brings people together in connection in a pursuit of shared goals, of shared tasks. However, you can also over-mediate, where you prefer to relax and go with the flow rather than to assert yourself and focus on direct action. So for you as a 9, you like to be comfortable, but comfort is not always your friend. It gets too easy to simply go along with the agenda of others while not speaking up. And it's easy to forget your own priorities when there's many other useful tasks to be done. And this is an unconscious tactic to move away from your feelings of discomfort or distress. Why not just stay, peaceful and relaxed? Why can't we all get along? The emotional habit for 9s is called sloth or laziness. And this doesn't mean, you're not capable of doing hard work and achieving results and fulfilling goals. It's not that. Rather, it's a sort of stubborn unwillingness, a certain mental unwillingness, and sometimes physical, to pay attention to anything that disrupts my peace and comfort. So it delivers this unconscious message to others of don't rock my boat, don't make waves. If when people persist with demands or expectations, 9s get angry. And then do you notice that in yourself? All right? That you're delivering this message to others, don't rock the boat. And this anger can come out directly, but more often it shows up as some form of withdrawal and a slowing down, where your body's in the room, but you've gone somewhere else inside. So the real shadow issue for you is discomfort, conflict. And it could be an internal conflict where you kind of have mixed feelings about something's important, that's really important. Have you ever had to make an important decision and you feel almost overwhelmed by all of the different, priorities here? All right. And then you start giving everything kind of equal, attention, and it's hard to know the right thing to do. So there's a resistance to taking action and a kind of negative self-judgment, particularly if you have a more active inner critic. And it also can show up as a conflict between you and others, and it's really scary to risk breaking the connection by saying no, disagreeing with someone, or taking a strong position. 9s will say that the conflict or the threat of conflict has an actual physically painful component to it. It's physical. I tell people this all the time if they're in relationship with a 9. Understand that saying no, risking the discomfort, has a physical component to it. So as a result, what happens is, you have to remind yourself to take a deep breath and reassure yourself that conflict is part of any process, and it doesn't mean a break in relationship. That is a belief inside of you, all right? So because of this, body awareness practice is especially important for you. It gives you the ability to move from that emotional habit of mental laziness to that more expansive, fuller emotional state of right action, where you have the ability to face what needs to be done one moment at a time and to move forward with a clear and open heart. And so the practices I'm going to be doing with you is a process that becomes less painful and more empowering, because you have this powerful resource inside of you already, which is your own vitality. You don't have to numb it down. You've got a really powerful resource in your body. You can sense things and know intuitively, instinctively, what's going to work and what's not going to work, what you need and what you have to say. But your challenge is to be present when it gets uncomfortable, and you can start to learn the signals. So let's pause for a moment. Notice, what are you feeling in your body right now as you've listened to this? Just notice your jaw, your neck, your shoulders. Notice any physical sensations in your belly. So the first thing is to become aware of sensation in your body. This way, you'll be able to more easily catch when you pull away from situations or activities where we need your best efforts and attention. All right? Notice when you start to space out through comfortable activities like eating or drinking, reading, going on social media, watching TV, maybe losing yourself in a non-essential task. Try to catch the moment when you go away. Maybe even ask someone you trust and who cares about you, can you feel when I go away? Now make sure you don't merge with them. Come back to yourself and notice what it's like inside of you when they respond. What does it feel like when you go away? What was the discomfort in the room that set this in motion? What feelings are you damping down and avoiding? That's one signal, the sensation of pulling away. Another set of signals is related to anger. And your anger tends to be a more low-grade anger, angry. So if you tune into yourself, your body will tell you when you're angry. Sometimes the angry feeling's strong and clear, and other times you're going to notice a kind of stubborn resistance, a sort of slowing down, all right? A feeling of rigidity. Can you tell when you get rigid? Where do you notice it? Try to notice when you feel withdrawn and just get curious about what is the message here. While there's no hard and fast rules about when and how to communicate your anger to others, it's really helpful for you to know it's there. So, because as a nine, you have this pattern of taking other people's energy, attitudes, and desires into your own body. Or you may be walking into, have you ever walked into a situation and you're walking into and there's somebody with big energy and you get real tense and resistant to just not be taken over by them? That's also your type structure, because blending with others is your natural tendency. Now, this can have an upside. It leads to cooperation and harmony in relationships, but it's not helpful when you forget yourself and don't pay attention to you. So when you connect with your own body and your own feelings and your own priorities, you're much less likely to take on other people's energies and agendas automatically. And if there's a blending between you and another, this mixture needs to include you as well as the other person. Because genuine connection between two individuals or you and your team, who when you need to retain your own sense of self in the process, in your way. And body awareness can help you do that. So you may want to use conscious breath practice to tune into your body, your feelings. What are my emotions now? I give people little cheat sheets of emotions, all right? And your intuition. There's really important information and guidance close at hand. And being in touch with your own internal experience will really help you create boundaries. You'll better know what you want and need instead of simply going along with others. So practice breathing into your chest, and you can do that right now. Nice long breath into your chest, just with that intention to increase my physical energy and vitality. And I recommend you do this with your mouth closed if you can, and do it through your nose. Few full breaths into your chest, and resist the tendency to lower your energy by belly breathing or by dispersing your energy. So when we work together, you can pause and start noticing these signals and start noticing, you know, how do I shift from self-forgetting to right action?